period.
Thank you. We out.
Social Dilemma was brought to you by the Coalition Against Illicit Alcohol, advocating for the fight against illicit alcohol drinking in Zambia.
Ukubika mwefi akaripisha kabili ifikola. Elio kipangirwa mumbeketia lamba kunumaya garaju mjaba sungire mwetoka. Na mukule keresha, bala bika mwemitia kwa atasumu mukutifika lipishie. Ifia kalala, ifia busanso, elio kutifia kupopisha. Ifi, ifio junta ipangwa. Kane nubwa robu shapangwa kuhino kabi robu shapimwa. Kane ni junta, ilale ngabantu kula chile fintu ifia visa. Iimbia, yapu mafuka bungwe kako lijo na genesi irisi auko. Abantu bonse, tabafuiro kubunua.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got even more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and 31st March 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win instant cashback, monthly trolley dashes, and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good evening. The headlines. Yunza students take to streets over sanitation concerns and student death. UNDP and Standard Chartered Zambia renew partnership on sustainable development. And in global news, South African Army arrive in crime hotspots to help tackle gangs. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Students at the University of Zambia, UNZA, this afternoon took to the streets in a peaceful protest over poor sanitation on campus and the reported drowning of a fellow student in an open pit filled with water within the university premises. The demonstration, which took place along Great East Road, prompted a strong police presence, with officers guiding the students back to their hostels to ensure safety and order. During the protest, traffic along Great East Road was temporarily disrupted, forcing vehicles to use the feeder road as an alternative route. Calm was eventually restored, and students returned to their hostels peacefully, concluding the demonstration without further incident.
No, the VC must go. The VC must go.
Meanwhile, the Economic Freedom Fighters President, Kaswande Mwenda, has expressed deep grief and outrage over the death of Emmanuel Bwalya, an 18-year-old student at the University of Zambia, who died after falling into an inadequately secured excavation pit on campus. Mr. Mwenda has described the incident as avoidable and attributed it to what he has termed as gross professional negligence. He has emphasized that the state had a duty of care to protect students at the university, adding that the failure to secure the site both before and after the incident reflects a high level of irresponsibility.
As president of the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, I have personally visited the site of this horrific incident. What I witnessed is not just negligence. It is a shocking case of gross professional negligence resulting in death. barely 8 meters from the School of Engineering main building and in close proximity to student hostels lies a dangerous excavation pit, approximately 10 meters wide, filled with unsanitary water and of unknown depth. This death trap remains insufficiently unsecured and barricaded and poorly lit, even after claiming a young life.
The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and Standard Chartered Bank Zambia have renewed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at advancing inclusive green economic growth, youth empowerment, and sustainable development across the country. The agreement strengthens an existing partnership between the two institutions and is expected to support national development priorities while accelerating progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The renewed partnership will focus on empowering women, youth, persons with disabilities, and vulnerable communities through innovative financing and enhanced private sector participation. Speaking during the signing ceremony, UNDP resident representative James Wakiaga said the partnership reflects continued efforts to leverage private sector expertise in driving development with a focus on strengthening small businesses, expanding access to renewable energy, and building climate resilience.
This partnership comes at a time when Zambia continues to confront some of its most pressing challenges. Youth unemployment remains a concern, potentially limiting the full realization of the country's demographic dividend. With a youthful population that forms one of the largest demographic groups in the country, Zambia stands at a defining moment. This generation carries the ideas, the energy, and the courage to accelerate progress across the economy, governance, technology, and environmental stewardship. However, they continue to face several barriers, including limited access to inclusive and innovative financing mechanisms.
And Standard Chartered Bank Zambia Chief Executive Officer Sunny Zulu said the partnership reaffirms the bank's commitment to sustainable finance and supporting youth-focused initiatives aimed at creating pathways to livelihoods.
There is indeed a lot of work to be done, which requires participation from everyone. And currently, not enough capital is reaching the countries that need it the most. At the bank, our activities and operations continue to be aligned with supporting achievement of the SDGs. Locally, we can cite a few examples that we have delivered, executed here in partnership with the UNDP. And this is something that has been going on for some time.
Eswatini Air has officially launched its first direct flight from Eswatini to Zambia, a move aimed at reducing travel time, facilitating trade, and creating new opportunities for business and collaboration between the two nations. Speaking at the launch, Eswatini's Minister of Public Works and Transport, Chief Ndlalohlaza Ndwandwe, said the new route will boost trade, support tourism, and strengthen bilateral ties. He highlighted that the route will provide easier access to Zambia's world-renowned attractions, including the Victoria Falls, while promoting Eswatini's rich cultural heritage.
By introducing a direct link between Eswatini and Zambia, we are reducing travel time, facilitating trade, and creating new opportunities for business and collaboration, in line with the aspirations of Africa's AFC FTA and Single Africa's Air Transport Market Objectives. Since its establishment, Eswatini Air has remained focused on its mission to connect our kingdom to key regional markets under the vision, everyone must fly.
At the same event, Zambia's Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tayali, emphasized that air transport is a key driver of national and regional growth. Mr. Tayali explained that the route will connect economies, stimulate tourism, support investment flow, and facilitate the efficient movement of goods and people.
Air transport remains a critical enabler of national and regional development.